Now, in two of them, there were owners of attractive houses. One is relatively small, and everybody who visits says, "Oh, I could live here." It dates from about the 14th century, but has been modified over the years. The family who last owned it had four children, but none of them wanted the responsibility of looking after such an old place. Too much worry. Now, they did look after it, but now the family has either died or moved on. Now, in fact, the trust is going to spend £2 million fixing the electricity, the water, various basic things in the house, which haven't been looked after for 30 years. So it's costing a lot of money. But that family left money in trust in the bank to raise money to do that repair. Another place that I went to is bigger. It was quite important in the Second World War. There were American troops and officers there preparing for some of the maneuvers in the Second World War. After then, well, it was in a rather rough state. Some of the soldiers had practiced shooting the statues in the garden and caused some disrepair. So the house is in a sad state. A couple bought it. They didn't have any children. They spent their money and attention bringing this house back to life. They've got lots of fine furniture and paintings very cheaply, because nobody else wanted such big pieces of furniture in the 1950s after the Second World War. So now the house looks as though people have always lived there. And again, people like visiting. The other place I work at is huge. It's 17th century and has almost not been changed because the owners had other houses where they lived. So there's this lovely house, it's quite dark, and there are secret passages and corridors, and secret staircases. It's quite easy to get lost there. And what I like is being behind the scenes. So the visitors see the nice, clean, tidy rooms, but I can also go in through the door which says private and investigate other parts of this lovely old house. My job there is twofold. On the one hand, so I stand perhaps near the door, and I have my badge, of course, and as you come in, I'll say, "Good afternoon, welcome." And I shouldn't really say any more, because you may not want to talk to me. But as you look, and you may have bought the guidebook, I'm watching you as you look round. What do you think I'm watching you for? Absolutely, so you don't touch anything. Because even if you're not going to steal it, we all have grease on our hands, dust. So if something's lasted from 1700 to now, we want it to last longer, so we don't want you to touch it. So if we touch it, we have special gloves on. So I'm watching that you don't touch, and that you don't break anything, or perhaps take anything. And apparently that works, because the police tell us that because there's someone in the room, say with a badge, standing, there aren't the thefts that might be expected. Because there are lots of little things around that might be nice. But I'm also there to answer questions. So people could say, "What's that?" So I will say, "Well, that is a very rare Chinese cup from 1200. And say, "Oh, thank you very much." British people, though, are often afraid to ask questions. They don't like to show. Now, sometimes if they've got children, the child asks, then the mother or father will say, "Ask the lady." So I'm the lady, and they might ask me. Sometimes people talk in loud voices. "I wonder what that is." Now, sometimes they expect me to hear, so I say, "Oh, well, that is blah." But occasionally people have loud voices, and they're talking, and I say, "Oh, perhaps, What are you talking to us for? They expect me to be invisible. Sometimes we have a problem because there's a group of people, perhaps somebody's taking his or her friends round, and they look at a picture, and this has happened, say, Henry VIII, famous king who had six wives. So somebody's saying, well, that's Henry VIII, that's his first wife, Anne Boleyn. That's his fourth wife, Catherine of Aragon. And my equivalent was like, but we mustn't say, no, you're wrong, this is this, because it will make the person who's talking look stupid. So you have to sometimes listen to things which are completely wrong, but if they don't ask me, I shouldn't tell them.